Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, February 24th. You'll be interested to know, 156 years ago, today in 1868, the United States House of Representatives voted 126-47 to impeach President Andrew Johnson, whose lenient Reconstruction policies regarding the South after the Civil War angered radical Republicans in Congress, highlighting deep divisions within the government during this tumultuous period. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 19 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:28, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:25. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Monday with a high around 45 and a gentle southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 36 and light winds continuing from the south. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Monday will be just before 8 with a low tide at 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 35 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a cloudy start to the week on Tuesday with a chance of rain and highs near 49. Wednesday brings sunny skies and a high near 51. Rain returns Thursday with highs around 47. Friday will be partly sunny with a slight chance of rain before noon and highs near 44. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-30s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in Fort Myers, Florida, Nesson has announced its talent roster for the 2025 Red Sox season, highlighting a significant change in the color commentator lineup. Lou Merloni will step in as the primary color analyst, joining play-by-play announcer Dave O'Brien. Will Middlebrooks is set to cover approximately 50 games, while Kevin Miller will contribute occasionally. Former analyst Kevin Youkilis will not return after his contract expired. Meanwhile, Jimmy Webster returns as sideline reporter and Mike Monaco will back up O'Brien. The studio team remains largely unchanged, with Tom Caron hosting and various analysts contributing. Now on to sports. Major League Baseball is testing a new computerized umpire system during spring training, and players are facing unexpected challenges with their understanding of the strike zone. For the first time, players can voice their objections about balls and strikes to a computer, which could be implemented in the regular season as soon as 2026. However, feedback suggests many players lack the knowledge to effectively challenge calls. Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Landon Knack recalls regretting his challenges, while Kansas City Royals first baseman Nick Prado emphasizes the need for strategic use of challenges. With feedback being gathered throughout spring training, players are encouraged to utilize technology for better decision-making. In local sports, last night, the Celtics secured a commanding 118-105 victory over the Knicks at the Garden. Jason Tatum scored 25 points, with 10 rebounds and 9 assists. Karl-Anthony Towns led New York with 24 points. The Celtics improved their record to 41-16, while the Knicks drop to 37-20. Tomorrow night, the Celtics take on the Toronto Raptors at Scotiabank Arena. The Seas have dominated four of their last five games in Toronto, with a 17-39 record, is looking to bounce back after a tough loss to Oklahoma City. Missing key players, the Raptors face an uphill battle. Tomorrow night, the Bruins at 27-24-7 host the formidable Maple Leafs in Beantown. David Pastrnak, leading with 28 goals and 41 assists, aims to ignite the Bees against a Toronto squad that boasts Mitch Marner's 71 points. Expect a thrilling showdown at the Garden. In top news, a growing measles outbreak in Texas has prompted some private schools to close, as local health departments struggle to contain the spread of this highly contagious virus. Since the outbreak began 3 weeks ago, the Texas Health Department has confirmed 90 cases, with 16 hospitalizations. Most infected individuals are under the age of 18. Experts warn that undetected cases could worsen the situation. Rick Lakshmanan from the Immunization Partnership stated, "This is the tip of the iceberg," emphasizing that the outbreak may escalate before it improves. Local health officials are urging vaccination to protect children and curb transmission. In business news, Kathy Wood, the closely watched portfolio manager of ARK Funds, recently unveiled five crucial technology trends in the Big Ideas for 2025 report. This investment firm focuses on disruptive technologies, known for its ARK Innovation ETFs. The report emphasizes that the global economy is undergoing a significant technological transformation, highlighting platforms such as blockchain technology, artificial intelligence, DNA sequencing, energy storage, and robotics. Wood believes artificial intelligence will solve previously unsolvable problems, while advancements in DNA research could revolutionize healthcare. In robotics, innovations are expected to reshape industries, offering a potential $26 trillion opportunity. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 0.5% over the weekend to about $96,000. Ethereum is up 2% to just over $2,800. And GOATSE's Maximus is up 6% to 10 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Earth's oceans were not always the vibrant blue we see today. A new study from scientists at Nagoya University in Japan reveals that for billions of years, the oceans likely appeared much greener due to the presence of photosynthesizing cyanobacteria. From 3 billion years ago until around 600 million years ago, these organisms contributed to a green light window as they absorbed red and blue light while reflecting green. As temperatures rise, current phytoplankton populations are pushing the oceans back toward that green hue, with studies showing that 56% of the world's oceans have already changed color in the last 20 years. And in entertainment news, Amazon MGM Studios has gained creative control of the James Bond franchise from the Broccoli family, resolving a long-standing feud. Barbara Broccoli and Michael Wilson announced an agreement with Amazon MGM on Thursday establishing a joint venture that will manage the franchise's intellectual property rights. This shift means Amazon will decide who plays Bond, who writes the next script, and when production starts, ending a stalemate that followed the acquisition of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studio for $6.5 billion. Mike Hawkins, head of Prime Video and Amazon MGM Studios, expressed excitement about continuing this treasured heritage. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American actress and producer, Drew Barrymore. And she said, "I pray to be like the ocean, with soft currents and maybe waves at times. More and more, I want the consistency rather than the highs and the lows." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.